Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're going through the book of Proverbs and we're about a third of the way through. Today we're going to be in chapter 11. We finished chapter 10, verses 1 through 15. And I'm reading in the New International Reader's Version, which is the NIV for kids, basically. So that doesn't mean that you're a kid, but maybe we're all kids at heart. So here we go, chapter 11, verse 1 through 15. The Lord hates it when people use scales to cheat others, but he is delighted when people use honest weights. When pride comes, shame follows, but wisdom comes to those who are not proud. Those who do what is right are guided by their honest lives, but those who aren't faithful are destroyed by their lies. Wealth isn't worth anything when God judges you, but doing what is right saves you from death. The ways of honest people are made straight because they do what is right, but those who do what is wrong are brought down by their own sins. Godly people are saved by doing what is right, but those who aren't faithful are trapped by evil longings. Hopes placed in human beings will die with them. Everything their power promised comes to nothing. Those who do right are saved from trouble, but trouble comes on those who do wrong. With their words, ungodly people destroy their neighbors, but those who do what is right escape because of their knowledge. When those who do right succeed, their city is glad. When those who do wrong die, people shout for joy. The blessing of honest people builds up a city, but the words of sinners destroy it. Whoever makes fun of their neighbor has no sense, but the one who has understanding controls their tongue. Those who talk about others will tell secrets, but those who can be trusted keep the secrets of others. Without guidance, a nation falls, but many good advisors can bring victory to a nation. Whoever promises to pay for what someone else owes will certainly suffer, but a person who doesn't agree to pay someone else's bill is safe. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, we thank you for another day. In the middle of summer in the U.S. and winter in other parts of the world. We love you. We need you. We rely upon you. We place our hope in you. I pray for those who are struggling today to find light. The darkness seems to have overcome them, and I pray for true, true light to break through. Lord, in the midst of that, we want to be honest people who build up the city that we live in. We want to be good citizens of the town we live in. We want to be good citizens of the county and the state and the country and the world that we live in. Teach us what that means. Help us to do right and honor you in the way that we live our lives on this earth. Lord, I'm thankful for the verse 13 that says, those who talk about others will tell secrets, but those who can be trusted keeps the secrets of others. Lord, help us to be trustworthy with our words today. Help us to keep quiet what needs to be kept quiet, and help us to speak the truth out loud when it's necessary. And Lord, I know that this doesn't mean these kinds of secrets that destroy us, like family secrets that keep us, you know, quiet about something that should be said. These are secrets of intimacy between two people where someone says, I have something really important to tell you and I need you to keep it confident. Lord, help us to be such good friends that we are able to do that. And Lord, of course, I know and we know that if that secret is something that's going to harm them or others, then we do need to take action. But other than that, Lord, help us to be the kinds of friends that keep secrets for others. Help us to be honest. Lord, I'm grateful for the simplicity of verse 2. When pride comes, shame follows. But wisdom comes to those who are not proud. And Lord, it's interesting to me because oftentimes when I think of having pride, I almost think of shamelessness, you know, that people who, and I'll include myself in this, when I'm being prideful, it seems like I don't have any shame. But actually it says after that pride comes shame. And I have had that experience where in looking back, I'll say, gosh, I am really ashamed of how prideful I was during that time of my life, or when I treated that person that way, or when I tried to boast about this. So Lord, this is a really true verse. We want your wisdom and we don't want to be proud. We know that pride comes before a fall, and now we understand that pride comes before shame. And we understand that humility brings honor, and humility also brings wisdom. And so Lord, help us to walk in humility today, to consider others as more important than ourselves, to put you on the throne of our lives instead of us usurping that place. We surrender again to you today. We ask that today would be a day we could worship you with everything in our being. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help out the podcast, you can go to iTunes or Stitcher, and you can write a little review, and that would be awesome. It really helps the podcast to do well. So thanks so much, and a happy, happy day to you.